more cuddly than the alpacas at Rusty Stars in Winterset. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
We are happy to welcome to the show this morning from Des Moines, it's Andrew Hoyt. Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, we are glad to have you here because we want to hear you tell your awesome story, incredible experience that happened for you about a month ago when AJR was in town. But first, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. You grew up in Grimes, right?
Yeah, grew up in Grimes, the Dallas Center Grimes. Now Grimes is way different, so I feel really old. And I could be old. It's possible. Yeah. But the
Isn't
traffic is crazy. And I'll go to Grimes and be like, this is not my hometown. That used to be a cornfield.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, but from Grimes, and I went to Wartburg College, did music education, music therapy, started teaching at Westwood and Ankeny for Ankeny Schools for 4 years, taught music for K through five, and had a great time doing that, and decided last year in March, I went to my principal and I said, hey, I think I'm going to do this music thing full time. It's been, I feel like when you make a decision that is in your heart, almost like the, I'm getting kind of cheesy here, but thinking of When You Wish Upon a Star, the song.
Yeah.
It really does, things do really happen. When you make a decision to say, I want to make something happen, things kind of come to you. I don't know, things start conspiring to help you or something.
Yeah.
So this experience was so cool. It was like, I was literally on Walnut on a run. I was like just passing Noche, and I got the call. So it's a block away.
AJR was in town, and their opener was Dean Lewis, right? And he had to cancel because he was in the hospital, I think, right?
Yeah, and I didn't know any of this at the time, and no one told me, but okay. Found out afterward, because it's such a short amount of time of me even getting the call to be there. I saw his Instagram story, and he said, hey guys, I'm not gonna be able to play at Des Moines tonight. The doctors at the ER told me I probably shouldn't, but then he was on tour the next day. So I was ready to maybe get a call for Minneapolis to open, but I was also thinking that'd be so cool if they, you know, got a local person out there in Minneapolis as well. But Dean was back on the road with them. So
who called you while you were on your run?
AJR's tour manager.
Do you like go, no way? Like, who, what friend is this? This isn't funny. I'm trying to get my workout in. You've ruined my focus. Like,
that's what my girlfriend was saying. She said, no way. You're lying. Is this April Fool's? Is this April 8th at that point or something? Or whatever day it was.
I know it's strange, but I can share that experience with you because I had a famous comedian. I tried to get him on the show and I Facebooked him and I was like, oh no. And then he messaged me. I'm like, no, prove it. And he did, because I didn't believe him. I was like, there's no way. And it's a weird feeling. It's got to be cool. And also, I don't run, so good for you.
You know, hey, I hate doing it every time. I hate it a lot.
Do you hate it less now, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get another phone call so it isn't terrible.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what I have to do, is run to get phone calls.
Yes, see? I'm helping.
That's the magic.
So on the phone is the AJR tour manager, and what did they say?
He said, with AJR, and is this Andrew Hoyt? And it was windy. I was out of breath. And I immediately turned around in my car because I parked literally on the strong Locust just to run downtown. And so I'm actively walking in my car at that point. And I said, yes, Andrew Hoyt, are you free to possibly open? And so he's a little tentative. I can tell there's some tentativeness in there. And I made sure, you know, to answer any of his questions fully and completely honest, but also I'm ready. So he said, are you 30, 45 minutes away from Wells Fargo? I said, 15. I'm 15 minutes, man. I'll be there as soon as I can. And he's like, what instruments are you going to play? I said, ukulele, guitar. And I'm actively thinking, what am I going to do at Wells Fargo Arena? You know, like, and I don't even have time to make a set list or make sure my shirt's on the right way. But I couldn't take a shower, right? So I'm sweating.
Oh, my gosh.
And I call my girlfriend, and I was like, what should I wear? Which she didn't believe me. And then when she kind of did, I was like, what should I wear? Not because she doesn't believe me or anything, but she just was, it was a big surprise call.
Right?
It's a crazy story.
To go from a run to Wells Fargo Arena. But
as you're telling it sounds made up, but it actually happened.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I've got photos, and she took the photos too. She does branding for Heart of America, which is super cool. And so she did all the photos and things for at the Wells Fargo Chicago. She got to hang out. Sorry, I'm like skipping. She got to talk to the whole crew and everything. It was awesome.
So they announced you and you're on stage.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that feel?
Oh, man. So right before... there was so much noise in my head, and I'm a nervous dude, I feel like, but I'm holding my guitar and my ukulele in one hand, and which is very uncomfortable, and I'm fixing my strap and fixing my in-ear, and there's just so much noise, and they're like, are you ready? And I said, yeah, and then I was like, wait, no, actually, like, I have to fix this, and I looked at my girlfriend, and there's so much noise in my head, I asked, what? I'm going to forget something. I'm going to forget my name. I'm going to forget. Because there's these 5,000 people out there. And she said, start with a cover. Make sure you get engagement. So teach them stuff. Mm-hmm. Which was such a smart call. Which I would not have done on my own.
Yeah.
And she said, don't say thank you so much. I say thank you so much. She said, say thank you, but don't say it 80 times, okay?
I like this girl.
I know, she's awesome. She's great. She's and then I had merch that they put up for me, and it sold out within 10 minutes of playing, which is crazy. And she said, talk about your merch, okay, and talk about a show coming up. So I played at Single Speed that Friday, mm-hmm. and people were calling Single Speed if they're asking if there were tickets and stuff.
Wow.
It was so cool. So, yeah, something clicked. So I went up on stage, and then the noise, I'm pretty nervous, like I was saying, but the noise just kind of stopped, and I grabbed my instrument, like, I wasn't shaking to grab it or to plug it in. I wasn't like, how do I plug it? Like, it just kind of happened. I think that part of my brain turned off that had the nerves and had the second guessing.
It's your survival instinct. We don't have time for this. We have stuff to do.
Yeah. I get like kind of like when I was teaching elementary school and there'd be a spider in the room. And I hate spiders.
I'm terrified.
But, yeah, they're gross. But I'd be like the father role and be like, I got it. No worries. And I'd like let it out the door. You know, I wouldn't smush or anything. So I think that's kind of what happened, and did the engagement and people sang along, and it was just like, it was the coolest, weirdest. And I had the same gear, right? The same melodies. I sang the same songs, was saying the same things. It just happened to be 5,000 instead of the normal, you know, whatever it is. So
how long time-wise was it from phone call to strumming that first note on the guitar or ukulele, whichever you played first?
Oh, man. I think it was an hour and, like, in 55 minutes or something. Like, just a little. And I thought it was 3, and then I looked back, and I was like, wait, no. I got the call at 4:50, and then I played at 7:10. So it was actually, 2 hours and 10
minutes. That's insane.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's probably better it was fast, right?
It was.
If I had too much time to think about it, right?
It was good. Yeah.
Andrew Hoyt from Des Moines, and originally from Grimes, opened up for AJR here about a month ago at Wells Fargo Arena, and he's going to play for us when we come back.
If you turn us up really loud, you won't hear your car hit the potholes on 235. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.